Time now for the Eagle 102 Area High School Softball Coaches Preseason Spotlight, brought to you by Young Enterprises Incorporated and Community State Bank of Missouri. We are joined by Bowling Green Lady Cats head coach Craig Smith.
You guys obviously have lost some key players going into the new season. What improvements are you guys looking to make from the 2021 season moving into 2022?
Like you said, we lost a ton of experience, you know, with the seniors that we had. We're just looking to, you know, fill those roles, obviously. With Tanner moving on, pitching is one of the spots that we're going to have to look to fill. And I think we've got a pretty good one in Megan Graver. And we've got a core of our lineup back, you know, with Grace Dieters at the top, Sid Charlton doing what she did as a freshman last year, you know, hitting for average for us. But we do have some spots defensively that we're going to have to look to fill. You know, Libby Dawson is another sophomore coming in. Kaylin Womack is our other senior. You know, she played shortstop for us last year and kind of was hitting the fifth, sixth spot last year for us. I kind of look for her to do that again this year. And, of course, those sophomores, we've got to be juniors now that play a lot of travel ball and stuff. We'll look for them to step in into the lineup and into some of those defensive spots.
Is there any new players, any freshmen that have maybe stood out this summer that will make an impact this season?
Yeah, I took a couple of them this summer over to Centralia just to see what they could do. You know, just a couple have come to mind is Carly Dean and Hayden Chandler, you know, so we'll have to look and see what those girls can do. Coming from the junior high, you know, and the speed of the game and the speed of the pitching, and with them being freshmen going against, you know, juniors and seniors that are pitching wise, I mean, I think it'll be a challenge, but I think they're up to it. They play a lot of travel ball.
Stay tuned for more from Coach Craig Smith on the upcoming Lady Cats season, as you've been listening to the Area High School Softball Coaches Preseason Spotlight on Eagle 102.
Hello, this is Brittany Hinke with Community State Bank of Missouri. Now is the perfect time to start saving for retirement. Community State Bank offers competitive rates on traditional and Roth IRAs. Unlike most investments, some contributions may be tax deductible and will grow either tax deferred or tax free. Come in and see one of our IRA representatives in Troy or Bowling Green to maximize your savings opportunities today. Community State Bank of Missouri, your hometown community bank since 1887, member FDIC.
What are you most looking forward to this season?
Seeing what these girls can do. I mean, like I said, a lot of them play travel ball. That junior class plays travel ball. They play travel ball together. Sid plays at a high level as well. We've got to see where we're – I want to see it all come together. You know, I mean, I think we've got the talent, but we got to be able to play together, play as a team, appreciate each other, be grateful for each other and what each of our teammates can do, you know, for our team that's going to give us success. So I'm interested to see how that's all going to come together.
Obviously, things didn't end the way you wanted them to last year. What approach are you taking to practices and the things that you're doing this year to hopefully get you past that district, that first round of districts this year?
Sports doesn't have a script. You know, just because we may be pretty talented, you know, with those girls that have a lot of, have a lot of at-bats and a lot of game experience in the summer, we can't come into it thinking, okay, you know, we're going to be able to step on the field and beat anybody. We've got to put the work in practice. We've got to get better with our approach at the plate. And that's something I've really worked on this summer as a coach is, you know, getting more knowledgeable with the hitting game and the hitting aspect of things so I can try to relay, you know, messages to girls if they're not having that success to try to give them little pointers to be successful. But we can't – it's one of those things, I mean, yeah, you want to step on the field and have that confidence, but we – just because we, you know, that we think that we're better than an opponent doesn't mean necessarily that we're going to win. You know, I mean, we got to put in the work and practice. We've got to stick to the plan, stick to our approach at the plate, and be able to make the routine plays on defense.
Stay tuned for more from Coach Craig Smith on the upcoming Lady Cats season, as you've been listening to the Area High School Softball Coaches Preseason Spotlight on Eagle 102. No matter which team you're rooting for this season, Young Enterprises Incorporated of New Hartford hopes all our great teams have a wonderful and successful year. Young Enterprises Incorporated features A.K. & Kent Feeds, Askrow & DeKalb Seeds, RCIS Crop Insurance, Fertilizer, Chemicals, Interstate Batteries, and more. Young Enterprises Incorporated online at youngenterprisesinc.com. Young Enterprises Incorporated of New Hartford.
Do you guys have any goals that you have set for the 2022 season?
Me as a coach, I mean, my goal, you know, I want our girls to be great teammates, great people first, you know, and then an athlete second, you know, for the program to be able to where they're setting and continuing that foundation, you know, of Lady Cat softball that players like yourself and people in the past have built, and we want to keep going with that. And just, you know, wanting to have fun and wanting to come back and enjoy the game of softball.
Are there any games that you're particularly looking forward to this year? Maybe one that got away from you, or just a good EMO conference rivalry that you're really looking forward to this year?
Yeah, I mean, you know, EMO conference wise, you know, we've got Ellsbury's got bringing back a lot of their players, a lot of their young talent. You know, obviously we lost to Silex last year. They only lost, as far as I know, a Howard girl. So they got a pretty good group of girls coming back. And the EMO overall, I mean, I think they were young, you know, last year, most of the other teams. So, I mean, they're all going to be a year better. So that's always going to be tough to go on the road and play those teams. Our non-conference schedule, we've added, you know, Class 1, District Champ, Canton, Mexico. We always play Battle and Liberty. So, I mean, we're playing a Class 3, 4, 5 schedule besides our EMO schedule. And, you know, a couple games I think about in the Troy tournament, you know, playing Troy towards the end of the year to a 3-0 game, all the runs that we gave up were unearned. Palmyra was a couple of games that I look at. I mean, they're always tough, you know, to play against. So just, you know, our games like that, our non-conference, I mean, it's going to set us up for district time, you know, playing those 3-, 4-, and 5-A schools.
You've been listening to the Area High School Softball Coaches Preseason Spotlight on Eagle 102, brought to you by Community State Bank of Missouri and Young Enterprises Incorporated.